Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Samach Ches. We left off on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Actually, don't remember exactly where we left off. I think we left off at Bishlama, right in the middle of a topic. Eight lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'uli Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LeHashalom. Also by the virtual halacha program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Nemetzal Shlita with an option for smicha. Visit thehalacha.com for more information about the new Zman that began this week, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'Chalav. It's also sponsored anonymously in gratitude to Hashem for the continued Refuah Shleima of Navar Gavriela Bas Naomi Tova, and in honor of her fifth birthday. Very happy birthday to her. It's also sponsored by Yael and Yosef Gervich's Zchus for all the IDF soldiers fighting for Eretz Yisrael. They should be successful and come back safely very quickly. And it's also sponsored by Kenny Sharp for Zchus Refuah Shleima for his grandson David Lev, Ben Zahavi Michal, who's having surgery today. The surgery should be a success. He should have a refuah shleima b'soch shar chole Yisrael. So we were in the middle yesterday of having a discussion about how we know that there's no tefisas kiddushin by arayos, that if a person tries to marry arayos, that they're just not married, the tefisas kiddushin does not happen. So there are three possibilities of what the source is for the idea that there's no tefisas kiddushin by arayos. We went through one of those sources yesterday, so we're going to pick up with Bishlomo questioning that source, and then we're going to go through the other two possible sources. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how different Tanoim apply the drasha that even someone who is snua b'nisu eha has tfisas kiddushin, because the Torah tells us that if a man marries two women, one is ahuva and one is snua, so the snua means snua b'nisu eha, and yet it still says kisien elish, snua b'nisu eha means that there's some sort of aveira in marrying her, and yet you're still married. So how do different Tanoim interpret that? How bad is the aveira that you're still considered to be married? Are we talking about isuri losase? Are we talking about Isurei Asei? What are we talking about exactly? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source that there's no tefisas kiddushin by a non-Jewish woman, and that the vlad is miuchas achareha. What's the source for that as well? By a nachris and by a shivcha, how do I know not only that there's no tefisas kiddushin, but that the child is her child? Then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the status of ben bitcha me ovid kochavim, of one's grandchild from where the father of the child is an ovid kochavim. And then the Gemara is going to, meaning essentially when a Jewish woman marries a non-Jewish man, how do we determine the yichus of that child? And then the Gemara is going to discuss the source that vloda kamoa, even by non-Jewish women, not from the Zayinumos, because since the source of the idea that the child is miuchas after the mother is a pasuk about the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael when we entered Eretz Yisrael, so how do I know it's true even by other nations of the world, by non-Zayinumos, by any nachris, by any non-Jewish woman, that the vlad is going to be miuchas after the mother? So let's begin at Bishlama, eight lines from the end of the page. So we had suggested one possible source for the idea that arayos do not have tefisas kiddushin, and that we learned it from achos isha. So says Gemara, well, Bishlama kulu asyan. I understand if you're learning it from achos isha, you can learn out all the different isurei kares that there's no tefisas kiddushin because they're the same as achos isha. They have the same level of chumra as achos isha. Ele eishes ish ve'eishes ach. But how do I know that there's no tefisas kiddushin by Eishas Ish and by Eishas Ach, because Eishas, they can't be learned out from Achos Isha, because he called a Mifrach, because the Yisra of Eishas Ach is different than Achos Isha, because Mala Achos Isha, Shekein Ein Lahat B'Makam Mitzvah. The Yisra of Achos Isha, of your wife's sister, has no exceptions to the Yisra. Even for the sake of Mitzvah of Yibum, we're never Matir. That Yisra of Achos Isha, so that maybe that's why there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. But Tomer be'eshes ach, she'esh lahet b'makom mitzvah. But I might think by eshes ach, maybe it's less severe because sometimes we allow it. Sometimes it's not only allow it, it's a mitzvah. I mean, we never just allow it. It's either a mitzvah or it's aser. But the point is that there are times that it becomes a mitzvah. So maybe that's a reflection of the idea that it's a lesser iser. And therefore, maybe there's tfisas kiddushin. And we also can't derive Eishes Ish from Achos Isha, because Malahanach by the Yisra of Achos Isha, Shekein Ein La Heter B'Chaye Osran, so long as your wife is alive, even if you already divorced her, the fact that she's alive makes her sister Asura to you, and therefore that's more Chamer. Tomer Beishes Ish, Yesh La Heter B'Chaye Osran, but by Eishes Ish, as soon as she gets divorced, then she becomes Mutter, meaning the even though the husband who assured her on you because he was married to her is still alive. So the one who assures the person to you while they're alive, can you become mutter to the person? By Achos Isha, no. By Eishes Ish, yes. So don't you see that Eishes Ish in a certain level is less chamor than Achos Isha? So Bishlam, you're going to tell me that we're going to learn most of the Arayos don't have Tfisas Kiddushin from Achos Isha because most Arayos are just like Achos Isha. But these two Arayos of Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach seem to be a little less severe than Achos Isha, and therefore maybe they should have Tfisas Kiddushin. So says Gemara, okay, you're right. So now we have to move on to our second possible source for the idea that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Arayos. Elo Amar Rabbi Yonah V'Item Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua Amar Kra. Pasuk says at the end of the parsha of the Arayos, Kol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaToevo Se'ela V'Nichrasu, that from Lashon of the Pasuk, Ki Kol Asher Yaseh, we learn that Hukshu Kol Arayos Kulam La'Achos Isha, that there's a direct hekesh between all the Arayos and Achos Isha, right? That's what we're learning, the direct hekesh, Ma'Achos Isha Lo Tafsi Bakidushin, that it's not just a Memetzinu. Memetzinu is, okay, it says something by Achos Isha, so whatever matches, and we'll apply it to similar cases. Problem with that was there were so many cases that weren't similar. Over here we're saying, no, it's a hekesh that we're comparing all the Arayos to Achos Isha. And therefore we could say that just like Achos Isha, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, all the Arayos also don't have Tfisas Kiddushin, and that includes Eishes Ach and Eishes Ish. So says Gemara Ihachi, if you're really going to say that there's a hakish between all of the Arayos that are written in the Parsha of the Arayos and Achos Isha, and all of those Arayos have no Tfisas Kiddushin, well, there's a problem with that, because one of the Arayos is Nida. So Afilu Nida Nami, then we should say that a Nida also doesn't have Tfisas Kiddushin. And we should also say, by the same token, that if one is Boel a Nida, that the Vlad should be a Mamzer, because it's one of the Arayos, and that's one of the qualities of being Boel Arayos, is that it generates Mamzelus. So Alama Amar Abaye, but why then does Abaye say that Akol Modim, that even Shimon HaTemani, who holds that the Vlad that comes from a Bia Asura with an Isra Kares generates Mamzerus, it will be Modim that Bebaal Anida, that when one is Baal Anida, even though Anida is an Isra Kares, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. And Ve'al HaSota ain't a Vlad Mamzer. And similarly, Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva, who holds that someone who's Nolad from a Bia of an Isra Lav generates Mamzerus, but a Sota, who the husband did kinoy and she had stira with her, she had yichud stira with this man that the husband did kinoy against, that the vlad is not going to be a mamzer. That even though it's an isra lav, the vlad is not a mamzer because the kiddushin was not paka from her. She's still married to the husband. So answer the gemara. So again, the point is, you're going to tell me that we derive from a pasuk in the Parsha of Arayos that all the Arayos have the same din as Achos Isha, that just like Achos Isha, which is an Isra Kares, has no Tfisas Kiddushin, so every Isra Kares is going to have no Tfisas Kiddushin. But the problem is, Nida's an Isra Kares, and yet Nida does have Tfisas Kiddushin, and Nida does not generate Mamzerus. So Amar Chizkiya, the Gemara answers that even though we learn from Achos Isha that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by all the Arayos, nevertheless by Nida there is Tfisas Kiddushin, because Amar Kra Usihi Usehini dasa alav. From the lashon of usehini dasa alav, we darshin afil b'shas nidasa tehei b'havaya. The lashon of sehi is havaya, is the lashon of kiddushin. So we're saying that even when she's a nida, there is the possibility of kiddushin. Meaning, enochinami, we would have derived from that hekesh that a nida has no tefisas kiddushin. Elamai, there's another pasuk, and the pasuk specifically tells me that nida is an exception. That even though nida is an isur kares, that there is Tfisas Kiddushin by Anida. So it turns out that it's Mefurash that there's Tfisas Kiddushin by Anida, and it turns out that it's Mefurash that by Achos Isha there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. And now the question just became, which one of those is the paradigm and which one of those is the exception? Meaning this whole sugi is about trying to figure out whether this Tfisas Kiddushin by Isuri Kares. When you have a Rayos that are Isuri Kares, if you're Mekadish such a woman, is there Tfisas Kiddushin? Are you married or are you not married? So we look for evidence, and we found that by Achos Isha, clearly not married, no Tfisas Kiddushin. By Nida, clearly yes married, yes Tfisas Kiddushin. So one of those is the rule, and the other one is the exception. So we've been assuming up until this point that Achos Isha is the rule, that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. All the other arayos are just like Achos Isha, and Nida is the exception. So it says Mara Michti, let's analyze that. Ikala Kusha Lenida, Vikala Kusha Achos Isha. It's reasonable to compare all the other arayos to Anita, and it's reasonable to compare all the other arayos to Achos Isha. My chazis, the makshis lehula Achos Isha, actually Anita. Why do we assume dafka to make the hekesh be to Achos Isha? Why don't we make the hekesh to Anita? Why do we assume that Anita is the exception? So says Mark, because it's a rule. Kula v'chumra l'chumra makshina. Now, whenever you have a possibility of making a hekesh that teaches you a kula, and a possibility of making a hekesh that teaches you a chumra, we always make the hekesh to teach me a dover chamur. And therefore, over here also, we're makish the arayos tachos isha that teaches us a din chamur, that there's no tfisas kiddushin, and therefore the vlad's going to be a mamzer, as opposed to comparing it to nida, which would have taught me a kula, that there is tfisas kiddushin. Now, Tosa says, well, wait a second, how exactly do you define kula and chumra, right? Tosa says, vim tomar, adrab, chumra lomar, if you say there is Tfisas Kiddushin, isn't that a chumrah? Because that makes her an Eishes Ish klapei the whole rest of the world. So she now becomes, if there was no Tfisas Kiddushin, she's still on the market. She's still muteres to every single man in the world. When there is Tfisas Kiddushin, so then she becomes asura to every man in the world. So shouldn't we say that l'chumra makshinan goes in the other direction, that we should compare it to Anita? So it says Tosa si yishlom da adraba chumra lomar del tafsi ba demitoch kach anorm davlad mamzer, that the chumra is to say that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, because if you say there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, that's what lands you with Havlad Mamzer. Havlad Mamzer is always going to be the biggest chumra. Then Tosfos at the end says, yeah, that's if you assume Havlad Mamzer, but according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that there's no Mamzer Mechayavei Krisos, that there's only Mamzer from Chayavei Misas Bezdin, then what's the chumra? So he says, even just to be Havlad Pagum is considered a chumra. If we're doing things that are going to make the yichus of this family messed up, even if it's not to the extent of Mamzerus, but it's going to make the yichus of this family a bad yichus, that's considered to be a chumra. So that's why we go with the hekesh tachos isha, and we say that nida is the exception. Then the Gemara says, but there is a third possible source for how I know that there's no tefisas kiddushin by chayav krisus. Again, source number one was, it was a mematzinu from achos isha. Source number two was a hekish to achos isha. And now we move source number three. Revach bar Yaakov amar astya b'kal v'chomer miyavama. We derive it from a kal v'chomer from a yavama. Ma yavama shi b'lav lo tafsi b'kiddushin. A yavama l'shuk is only an isr lav. There's no onesh kares. And yet the Torah says, lo siya eshes ames hachutza l'ish zar. From lashon lo siya, the Gemara darshins and Maseches Yavamos, that she doesn't even have havaya, that there is no kiddushin to anybody else because of on account of her iser. So chayav emisus, chayav krisus. So the more severe isurim, like chayav emisus, chayav krisus, all the arayos, lo kolshken shmi kal v'chomer, that there's no tefisas kiddushin. So if there's no tefisas kiddushin, even by an iser lav like yavam l'shuk, then kal v'chomer there's not going to be tefisas kiddushin by chayav emisus, chayav krisus. So asking Mar I hachi, if we find that in Isra Yavam L'Shuk there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, and from there we learn a Kal V'Chomer to Shar Arayos, then Shar Chayav Ilav Nami. So maybe you should say Almanu Kohen Gadol Grushal Kohen Hadiot. Every single Los Asay in the Torah we should learn that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, even though you can't learn from a Kal V'Chomer, but at least it should be a Mematzinu, meaning generally speaking, if you have a din that appears in one place, you can apply it equally to all other similar halachos, to all other similar places in the Torah. So if you're telling me that Yavam Toma Lashuk, not having Tefisas Kedushin, is a model, is a paradigm, is somehow that which we learn from. So you don't just say Kal v'chomer that Chayvei Misa Chayvei Krisus don't have Tefisas Kedushin. Say Memetzinu that all Chayvei Lavin don't have Tefisas Kedushin, and no one says that, right? If a Kohen marries a Grusha, there's Tefisas Kedushin. So answers the Gemara, Amrav Papa Chayvei Lavin Bad Yiksevu. No, you can't derive Chayvei Lavin from Yevama Lashuk because it's a Beferish Pasuk about. It's a Beferish Pasuk about Chayavi Lavin that there is Tvisas Kiddushin, because the Torah says Ki siyena l'ish tei nashim ha'achas ahuva v'ha'achas snua, that if a person has two wives, one of them is ahuva and one of them is snua. That's not their names. He was saying one of the wives is beloved and one of the wives is not beloved. Ahuva has now become a popular, Snua not as popular a name, but Ahuva is a popular name, but that over here we're describing. One of the wives is beloved, and one of the wives is not beloved. And it describes that by Biyom HaNechilu HaZbana, when it comes time to give Yerusha, and if the older son is the Ben HaSnua, then you still have to give him Pishnayim, even though he's the Ben HaSnua, and not the Ben Ahuva. Well, wait a second, V'chiyesh Snua L'fnei HaMakom, V'ahuva L'fnei HaMakom, is there such a thing as a beloved and a less beloved in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves all the Jewish people. He loves all of Klal Yisrael. So what do you mean, Ahuva and Snua? Ela Ahuva, Ahuva b'nisueha. Snua, Snua b'nisueha. Ahuva means that Hashem doesn't like the fact that this marriage happened, because there's a problem with this marriage. This couple never should have gotten married. It's an Isir. And that's what Snua means. Ahuva means that it's beloved marriage, that it's a wonderful marriage, that we're very happy. It's a perfectly good halachically viable shidduch. So kamarachmana kisiena. And yet, even though we're describing a snua, meaning someone whose marriage is not permissible, we nevertheless say kisiena, that there's tfisas kiddushin on a problematic shidduch. So it's mefurash that there's tfisas kiddushin on shidduchim that never should have happened, such as Chayav Eilavin, our Kiddushin that should never have happened, and there's Tvisas Kiddushin. So again, what was our question? We said, well, if you're going to use Yevama L'shuk as a model, and you're going to say that if Yevama L'shuk has Tvisas Kiddushin, then every other Los HaSei should also, if Yevama L'shuk does not have Tvisas Kiddushin, every other Los HaSei should also not have Tvisas Kiddushin. So we're basically saying, Enochinami, we should say that, but there's a pasuk that tells me that even when there's a marriage that is sinua, there is tvisas kiddushin. Rabbi Kiva d'amrein kiddushin tofsin b'chayav elavin. And what if you take a hold that there isn't? What if you take a hold that every Los HaSei there's no Tefisas Kiddushin, which is a sheet of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva holds that every time there's a Los HaSei, it generates Mamzelus because there's no Tefisas Kiddushin. So then, what is the case of Snua Lefnei HaMakom where there is Tefisas Kiddushin? So it says, Balmanu L'Kohen Gadol. The case would be in Almanu L'Kohen Gadol, that even though it's a Los HaSei, in that case, Rabbi Kiva's mode that there is Tefisas Kiddushin. Ukad Rav Simai, like Rabbi Simai says, the Tanya Rabbi Simai Yomer, Min HaKola, Rabbi Kiva osa mamzer chutz me'amal l'kohen gadol. Every Los HaSei in the Torah, Rabbi Kiva would say, would generate mamzerus except for alman l'kohen gadol. Shaharei amra Torah, because the Torah says by a kohen gadol that marries an almana, lo yichalel, that lo yichalel zara ba'amav, and we darshan chilulim osa vein osa mamzerus, that alman l'kohen gadol, the worst it produces is a chalal. It does not produce mamzerus. So that's an indication that there's tfisas kiddushin. If there was no tfisas kiddushin, it would have even produced mamzerus. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshevav, the Amar Bov, and Netzvach HaLakiva ben Yosef, according to Rabbi Yeshevav, who says about the din of Rabbi Akiva, that we should scream about what Rabbi Akiva is saying, that he passes so many people, he makes so many mamzerim, Shaya Omer, because Rabbi Akiva had said, Kol She'ein Lo Bia B'Yisrael Avlad Mamzer, that anyone who's not allowed to have Bia, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. So Rabbi Yeshevav holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, even the son of an almanu kohen gadol, the vlad is a mamzer, because it's a ein lo bia b'Yisrael. Meaning, so far we understood Rabbi Akiva in one way, that we thought Rabbi Akiva is saying that almost every los hasei in the Torah generates mamzerus, but there is one exception, almanu kohen gadol. But now Rabbi Yeshevav is saying no. Rabbi Akiva holds every every los hasei in the Torah generates mamzerus, which means every los hasei in the Torah is no tefisas kiddushin, which means we're going to be back to square one. What is the case of snua lefnei hamakom, where there is tefisas kiddushin, if every los hasei in the Torah does not have tefisas kiddushin? So says Gemara, well, there is a possibility. What exactly did Rabbi Yeshevav mean when he says every forbidden relationship generates mamzerus? Did he mean only los hasays, or did he mean even isurei asay? See, if he only meant los hasays generate mamzerus, that's what Rabbi Akiva, that's how he understood Rabbi Akiva, well then the pasuk could still be talking about isurei asay. When the pasuk says that there's such a thing as snua lefnei hamakom, that Hashem hates the shidduch, and yet they're still married, that might still be talking about isurei asay. But if Rabbi Yeshevav meant that any time there's a problem with this marriage, even just in Isra say, then the vlad is going to be a mamzer and there's no kiddushin, then we're back to square one. What exactly is the snua lefnei hamakom that actually has kiddushin? So ha nichol Rabbi Yeshevav ilafukim mid Rabbi Simai kasi. If Rabbi Yeshevav is just arguing with Rabbi Simai, who thinks the Rabbi Akiva made an exception for a child of an almana that marries a Kohen Gadol, and that's not a mamzer. Rabbi Shevin is just trying to be dramatic, and he's saying, no, there are no exceptions. Every low sase in the Torah generates mamzerus according to Rabbi Akiva. Then Shapir, then I understand that the case of Snua lefnei hamakom, where there is tefisas kiddushin, could be about Isurei asay. Ele'i, time of the Nafshei Kamar. But if Rabbi Shevin wasn't reacting to anything, he was just making a statement, and his statement was, every problematic shidduch generates mamzerus, then that would be inclusive of isurei asay. Well, then afil chayvei asay b'may mokimla. Well, then what's the case of snua lefnei hamakom, where Hashem doesn't like the shidduch, and yet the shidduch is still a shidduch? They're still married. So I answer the Gemara that it's talking about bibu'ula lekoyen gadol. You have a bu'ula who's single, but she's a bu'ula, she's not a b'sula anymore, that gets married to a kohen gadol. That's an isurei asay, but in that case, everyone would agree there's tefisas kiddushin. So it says, meaning even if you're going to assume that Rabbi Yeshevav holds that Rabbi Akiva's shita is there's no tefisas kiddushin by lavin or by isurei asay, bu'ula lekohen gadol is different. Well, maishna, why? What makes it different than every other isurei asay in the Torah? Mishum da'avle asay shein shavu b'kal, because it's an asay that doesn't apply to all people; it only applies to a kohen gadol, and therefore it's a lesser asay. It's considered to be a less severe asay because it only applies to one man on earth. It only applies to the Kohen Gadol. So since it's a lower level assay, in such a case, there's going to be Tfisas Kiddushin. Okay, so that's the end of that discussion. Now the Gemara discusses the Shita of the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, and understand how Chasnua speaks about someone who's Asura Belav, and they derive from Kisi Yena that there's Tfisas Kiddushin on a Los Assay, right? That's how this all started, right? This all started by saying, with us saying that the third possibility of how I know there's no tefisas kiddushin by arayos is a kal v'chomer from Yevam L'shuk. That if Yevam L'shuk doesn't have tefisas kiddushin, arayos for sure shouldn't have tefisas kiddushin. So we asked, well, if Yevam L'shuk doesn't have tefisas kiddushin, every losase shouldn't have tefisas kiddushin. So he said, no, the pasuk of snua l'makom kisiyena, that there's kiddushin on a woman whose shidduch is snua l'makom, teaches that there is kiddushin for chayav elavin. Right? So it's a pasuk that tells us there's kiddushin for chayav elavin. So then the Gemara just modified that and said, yes, that's true according to the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan hold that there is tefisas kiddushin for chayav elavin. Rabbi Akiva holds there isn't, so Rabbi Akiva must hold that the pasuk is talking about isurei asay. So for Rabbanan, ademukat v'chayav elavin, nukum v'chayav asay. How did the Rabbanan know the pasuk was talking about chayav elavin? Meaning all we have is, we have the pasuk of Yevam L'shuk that tells me that there's a los asay where there's no tefisas kiddushin, and then you have a more cryptic pasuk that tells me that there's sometimes where Hashem doesn't like a shidduch, but they're married anyway. So how do you know that that's talking about lavin? Maybe that's talking about asays. Maybe from Yevam L'shuk we should learn that all lavin don't have tefisas kiddushin. And the cryptic pasuk about snua l'makom and the shidduch is still a shidduch, that's only by asays. How did the Rabbanan know that it's about lavin? So says Gemara, hani, what type of isra say do you want to say the pasuk is talking about? Ishtay and mitzrios, if both the case of the ahuva and the snua are both mitzrios who are asr ba'asay, shtay and snuos, then you wouldn't be able to call that one of them an ahuva and one of them a snua. They'd both be snuos. I achas mitzvos v'achas yisraelis. So what do you want to tell me? That one of them is yisraelis, so everyone's perfectly happy with that marriage, and the other one is a mitzvos, so they're not so happy with that shidduch, because that's an isra say. well, shtei nashim may am echad be idan. The pasuk says when a man has shtei nashim, the implication is that the shtei nashim have to come from the same nation. So that can't be what the pasuk is talking about. That one of them is a Jewess and one of them is a Mitzri or a Mitzri Gioris even, because she's still a Mitzris. So the ibu ula the koyin gadol. And if you're going to say that the snua means that it's a buula the koyin gadol, so miksiv tiyena the koyin. It doesn't say tiyena the koyin. It says tiyena the ish. So the lashon of the Torah tiyena the ish implies that discussion of not diverting the Yerusha away from the ben hasnua is about anybody's child, not just the koyin gadol's child when he marries a bu'ula. And that's why the Rabbanan says that it must be that when we say achas ahuva and achas snua, it must be that we're talking about isuri lo sase, that snua means isuri lo sase. So from the din of Yevama, that there's no tefisas kedushin by Yevama, we only learn the kal v'chomer to isuri kares, and worse, that there's no tefisas kedushin. But as far as chayav elavin, we learn from this pasuk that for chayav by chayav elavin, there is tefisas kedushin. And then Rabbi Akiva, how's Rabbi Akiva going to explain the pasuk to be about chayav ayaseh? We just said that it can't be about chayav ayaseh because they have to both come from the same nation, and so and if it's only talking about almanu l'kohen gadol, abu l'kohen gadol, then it should have said the kohen. But yeah, bal karchach shafkei l'kra tavi dochek umokei anafshei. He has no choice. He has to be dochek and say that the pasuk is talking about such a unique circumstance. And since the Torah is megala by Yevama that there's no tefis kedushin bechayav elavin, so Rabbi Akiva thinks it's as if the pasuk is pushing itself into a corner, and v'achas snua has to be about either a mitzris or a bu'ul l'koyin gadol that are in Israel, I say, even though in a chinami, Rabbi Kiva is going to have to be moded, that's a dachuk interpretation for the reasons that we just said. That to say it's a mitzris is very difficult because it sounds like they come me'am echad. And to say that it's a bu'ul l'koyin gadol is very difficult because it doesn't say l'koyin, it says l'ish. Say in a chinami, it's difficult, but what am I going to do? There's a pasuk that tells me the chayav ilavin don't have tefisas kedushin. Yevam l'shuk doesn't have tefisas kedushin. That's as good as the pasuk telling me that all chayav elavin don't have tefisas kedushin. So period, that's the end of that sugya. So again, this whole sugya we've done up until this point has just been the one topic. It's trying to show that arayos don't have tefisas kedushin. So we said, how do we know arayos don't have tefisas kedushin? We had three possibilities. Possibility number one was that we learn it from a memetzinu from Eishas Ach. A possibility from a Chos Isha, and possibility number two is we learn it from a Hekish to a Chos Isha, and possibility number three was that we learn it from a Kal V'Chomer from Yevama, that a Yevama, which is just a lav, doesn't have Tvisas Kedushin, then for sure that which is more severe doesn't have Tvisas Tvisas Kedushin. But that third one led us on this whole discussion. Wait a second, why don't I learn from Yevama that all those sasteis don't have tefisas kedushin? So that led us to the pasuk that said, because there's a pasuk that talks about a snua lefnei amakom that does have tefisas kedushin, that must be about los sasteis. Okay, but if you're Rabbi Akiva who thinks that all those sasteis don't have tefisas kedushin, what's that pasuk about snua about? Oh, that pasuk must be about isurei asei. Good, so then we just went back and forth describing how Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan are going to make sense of all of these drashos. But it was all about how I know that there's no tefisas kedushin by arayos. Now we move on to say, v'kol mi she'ein lo alav. We then said in the Mishnah that anyone who can't be married to any Jewish person in the world, that they don't have kiddushin with this person they're trying to marry, nor with anybody else. So then avlad kamosa, then the child is going to be miyuchas after the mother. So he said, what's an example of that? The child of a shivcha, the child of a nachris, right? A nachris doesn't have tzitzis kiddushin with any Jewish man, and therefore the child is always going to be miyuchas after her. If a Jewish man or chmanot son has a baby with a non-Jewish woman, the child is not Jewish. The child is miyuchas after the mother. So says Gemara, how do I know that? How do I know, first of all, that there's no tefisas kedushin with a shivcha kananis or a nachris? And second of all, how do I know that the vlad is going to be miyuchas achareha? So we're going to take it one by one. First, we're going to discuss both of those questions with regard to a shivcha kananis, then both of those questions with regard to a nachris. So says Gemara, shivcha kananis minala. How do I know that there's no kedushin, there's no tefisas kedushin by a shivcha kananis? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Krak, as the pasuk says, by the Akedah, Avram says, Avram Avinu says to his Na'arim, Shvu lechem po im hachamor. So Eliezer was his Eved Kenani, and he says, im hachamor, so we darshin Am Hadoma Lechamar. That the Kanani is an Am Hadoma Lechamar. In that, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Just like there's no Tfisas Kedushin by a Behema, so too, there's no Tfisas Kedushin with Eliezer, with the Am Hadoma Lechamar, with Eliezer's nation, with a Kanani. Now, this pasuk was said to another person aside from Eliezer, because he said it B'Lashon Rabbim, Shavu Lachem Po Imachamar. So the Ritva writes, yeah, but it was also a Nachri, it was also a non-Jewish person. So we learn from this pasuk that by Goyim also there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So it's not only an Eved Kanani, that's what the Ritva says, that this pasuk could be a Raya. We're using it as a Raya that by Eved Kanani there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, or Shivcha Kananis, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. But the truth is, this could be about any non-Jewish person, because Avraham Avinu spoke in plural and he only had one Eved Kanani there. Ashlan Dilatapsi Bakiddushin. So good. So now you've shown me that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by an Eved Kanani or a Shivcha. But Vlada Kamosa Minalan, how do I know also that Vlada Kamosa, that the child is going to be Miyuchas after the mother? Where do we learn that from? So Damakra, because the Pasuk says, by an Eved Ivri, that whose Adon gives him a Shivcha Kananis, that the child that's born from that union does not go free with his father after 6 years, when his father, the Eved Ivri, is freed, but rather Yishav Yiladeha Tiel Adoneha, that the Shivcha Kananis who was given to that Eved Ivri and her offspring stay with the Adon. So you see that the child, the offspring of a Shivcha Kananis from a Jewish father, is not Mesiachis after the Jewish father, it's Mesiachis after the mother, and therefore remains an Eved Kanani, remains an Eved. If you look in the top Tosfos, Vlad de Kamal Minalan says Tosfos Mriyat Amash Medachi Prusha Nemi Di Yisrael Adal Hashem Chavlar Kasher. What does the Gemara want? The Gemara is asking, how do I know? I know that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Hashem Kananis, but how do I know that the Vlad is Kamoha, that the Vlad is a guy? What, you want the Vlad to be a Jew when it's a Shivcha Kananis? That you want the Vlad to be a kosher? Meaning, we said that when there's Yesh Kiddushin V'Yesh Avera, we said the Vlad is Holich Achara Pagum, that the Vlad is Pagum, he's not kosher. So you're going to tell me when there's Ain Kiddushin, when it's such a bad incident for this couple to get married that they don't have Kiddushin, that's going to be better? The Vlad's going to be a Yisrael? How could we even have such a Hava Mina? What does the Gemara want over here? It should be obvious that the Vlad is going to be Miuchas Achara Aim. It's going to go Achara Pagum. So it says Tosfos, and toward the end, Minir Dachi Prusha Vlad Kamoa Minolin Shaloye Karoy Bino L'Shum Davar. Not as far as Yichus. I want to know how we know that this child of the Jewish man and the Nandra and the Shivcha Kananis is not considered his child legabe anything, not even like a Ben Mamzer would be. A Ben Mamzer is Yorish's father. A Ben Mamzer is has a chiyuv to be metami to his father for his funeral. Ben Mamzer will still have as far as Yibum by Eishes Achiv, all of those things. How do I know that this is not a Ben at all? It's not related to the father. That's what the Gemara is really driving at over here. Okay, so that's what we've shown, that the Vlad is Miuchas after the mother. So now says Gemara, okay, that's true by a Shivcha Nachris Minalan. How do I know that a standard run of the mill non-Jewish woman, that her child from a Jewish man is Miuchas, that she has no Tfisas Kiddushin with a Jewish man? So Makra, Los Eschatein Bam. Pasuk says Los Eschatein Bam. So we learn from there that there is no Chasnos by Nachrios. So Ashkach, Lo Tafsi Bakiddushin, Vlad de Kamasa Minalan. So you've shown me that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. How do I know that the Vlad is Miyuchas Achareha? So I'm Rabbi Yochum, Mishum Rabbi Shem Ben Yochai, Da Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yasir is Bincha Meacharai, that if you give your child, or that Bitcha Lo Sitein Levno, Bito Lo Sikach Levenecha, because Yasir is Bincha Meacharai, Vavde Luhim Acherim. So even though the first pasuk talks about two different cases of bincha shouldn't marry a goya and bitcha should not marry a goy, nevertheless, the second pasuk, we're choshesh that it's going to be yosiris bincha, that the non-Jewish husband of your Jewish daughter is going to lead the child astray away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from the fact that the Torah was not choshesh about your non-Jewish daughter-in-law leading your children astray, from your grandchildren astray, your grandchildren of your son son and your non-Jewish daughter-in-law must be because we don't care. Because bilcha bam Yisrael is kari bilcha, ein bilcha bam enov schevim, kari bilcha. It's because if your non-Jewish daughter-in-law produces children for your son, those are goyim. They don't have to be Jewish people. They're goyim anyway. But if your non-Jewish son-in-law with your Jewish daughter, that's going to be a big problem if they're led astray because they're Jews. Elabna, when it comes to a non-Jewish woman, her child is her child. It's not your child. V'yama Ravina, and Ravina says from Rav Shimon Yechai, who says that the chashash and the pasuk of kiyasas milchame acharai is not going on your son himself, that she's going to lead your son astray through that marriage, because then we should have had the same chashash for bitcha. So shema mina ben bitcha abamino v'chavim kari bincha. We say that we see from there that if you have a daughter and she has a child, even if the father is a non-Jew, that child is a Jew, and therefore we have to be choshish that he gets a proper upbringing, and that's what we are choshish. If you have a child from a mixed marriage but the mother is a Jew, that's a Jewish kid, and we try to make sure that the child is going to get a proper Jewish upbringing, a proper Jewish education, even though his yichus is not so gevaldik. So it says Gemara, neima kasav ravina ovid chavim ve'ever abal bas Yisrael havlan mamzer. Wait, does Ravina mean to tell me that if ovid chavim or an eved has a child with a bas Yisrael, that it's not just that the child is not a guy like the father, so why don't we say the vlad is a mamzer? Isn't that the third klal of our Mishnah, that if there's no tfisas kiddushin and there is an aveira, then the Vlad is a mamzer? So isn't that what happens at an intermarriage? Jewish girl, non-Jewish man, no tvisas kiddushin, the marriage is absolutely prohibited, so shouldn't that mean that the Vlad is a mamzer? So says Gemara, nihi, the kasha lo havi, mamzer lo havi, pasul mikri. Now, granted, it's the child is not a kasher, but he's still not a mamzer, because a mamzer is only when there's no tfisas, when there's no tfisas kiddushin. But in this case, where the mother is a goya, since there is tfisas kiddushin in general with her, the vlad is not a mamzer. I'm sorry, since there's generally no tfisas kiddushin for anybody on her at all, the vlad is not going to be a mamzer, but rather pasul mikri. He's going to be considered an apostle. So now the Gemara goes back to the limud from the pasuk that kiddusha Yisrael is not tofes ba'ovedus chavim, and the vlad is going to be a guy with the mom is a non-Jew and the dad is a Jew, then the vlad is a non-Jew as well. So it says Gemara, but your whole source was from pasuk of los eschatin bam. Los eschatin bam hahu b'shiva goyim ksiv. That's by the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael before we arrived. So it could be that it's only by those very severe surim of those seven nations that you have such a rule. Sharu mos minalan. How do I know the same is true by other nations as well? So Amar Krak, as the pasuk says, Ki Yasir es Bincha. That it says, Ki Yasir es Bincha me'acharai l'rabos kala masirim. And that comes to include all the masirim, that even the other umos of the Goyim cause hasaras habana me'acharai Hashem, and therefore there's not going to be tfisas kiddushin. Meaning, if the whole concern is Ki Yasir es Bincha, that applies equally to all Goyim. It's not only about the seven nations. So it says Amar Hanich l'Rabbi Shimon tedarsh time d'kra. That's great if you could take the reason that the pasuk says and darshan, oh, since the whole concern is Yasir es Bincha, and that concern applies equally as much to other Goyim as it does to the Shiva Umos, that's darshaning the reason of the pasuk. So if you could say such a drasha, that's great. El Rabbanim my time, but according to the Rabbanim, that lo darshin in time of the Kra, that I know the reason is Ki Yasir es Bincha, but the halacha is stated by the Zayin Umos. So what does the reason matter? How do I know that it applies to non-Zayin Umos? So the Gemara brings another makor to the din in our Mishnah, that there's no tfisas kiddushin. There's no tzvi's kiddushin even by other nations, even by non-Zion umos. So the Rabban Maitaima Amar Kra, because the pasuk says by Eishes Yifas Tovar in Melchama Vachar Kein Tavo Eleha Uva Alta. So you see, and it says Vaisa L'chal Isha. So you see that only after you megayer her is it Vaisa L'chal Isha. L'chal Demi Karo Lo Tafsiv Kiddushin. Before she went through a Geirus, there was no Tfisas Kiddushin. Now, Yifas Tovar could be any nation. It doesn't have to be the Zayin Umos. That could be if we're at war with any nation and you take a Yifas Tovar. The Pasuk describes that there's only going to be Tfisas Kiddushin after she converts. Sashkan told Tafsi ba Kiddushin, Vlad the Kamosa Minolan. But if that's the source, I only see from there that there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. How do I know that the child is Miyucha Sachareha Savakra, Kisi Yenel Ish? Because the Pasuk says, Kisi Yenel Ish Vyoldulo. So from the Smichus of Kisi Yena and Vyoldulo, we dashin Kalhecha de Karina Bey Kisi Yena, whenever there's Tfisas Kiddushin, Karina Bey Vyoldulo. We then say that the child is Miyuchas after the father. But Kalhecha de Lo Karina Bey Kisi Yena, whenever there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, whenever you cannot say ki siena lo kriyin be v'yoldulo, then we're not going to say v'yoldulo. Then the vlad is not going to be miyuchas after the father. So says Mar Yihachi Shivchanami. Then we should say the same thing by a shivcha. We should learn from that pasuk that there's no tfisas kiddushin, and you don't need shvulachem. You don't need yishavila deat yiladonel to tell me that the vlad is holichachar a shivcha. It should be based on this drasha. So says Mar Inachinami el yishavila deat yiladonel lamali. So what do I do with the pasuk yishavila deat we use it for the following brisa. If a man says to his shivcha, who is pregnant at the time that he's meshacher, hare at plaschorin, uvladcha eved, you're a baschorin, but your vlad is an eved, havlad kamosa div Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says the vlad is also meshacher. The chamram dvarv kayamin, no, the vlad stays an eved, mishum shnemar, he shavil that, ila adoneha. My Talmud, how do we learn from that pasuk that the adon could be meshacher, the mother, and keep the vlad? Amarava ad Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rav explains that the drasha is not a hemshuk to the chachamim; it's the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that the adam cannot be meshacher the mother and keep the vlad. And we're saying yisha v'yiladeh tiladoneha, that it's only kolzman that the isha is ladoneha, that yiladeh is ladoneha. That pasuk is not explaining the other shita; it's explaining the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Samach Tes Amud Aleph.